cercare.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemimah Cita. Juanita Jemimah Cita, better known as Jemimah Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22nd, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemimah Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Jatuhkan
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. At RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Only in Indonesia.
Speech usually has a black or white sound, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Here is quote of the day. To reach something, one must fight for it, like picking coconut off the tree. You don't wait it fall, like a ripe durian. It's a quote by Muhammad Nasir, an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 to 1951. The Masyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. Listener, as we know that today is the era of AI, artificial intelligence, and Chairman of the Indonesian National Economic Council, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, announced his team had enlisted several young Indonesian talents to develop an artificial intelligence or AI service. He noted that the young talents are scheduled to present their digital project to Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in the next 2 weeks. The former coordinating minister for maritime affairs and investment informed the media that the AI-powered digital platform would offer services in both Indonesian and English. The creation and the use of the Indonesian-made AI is expected to contribute to the country's push for digitization. This type of project demands a significant budget indeed, due to its use of the open-source software development model. Earlier on Monday, February 17, Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs of Indonesia, Nezar Patria, stated Indonesia had demonstrated its preparedness for the development and adoption of AI. And the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs shared Indonesia's experience in undertaking the readiness assessment methodology with countries attending the AI Action Summit in Paris, France last week. FYI, Indonesia is the first Southeast Asian country to adopt the AI ecosystem assessment tool developed by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO.
Terjatuh nanti setiap malam. Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voice.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For still joining us, Indonesia Today, only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Besides enjoying our program, you can also join us by sharing your story of the day or any other feelings or stories that you would like to tell us. You can share it to our social media, like on Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official, or simply reach us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Listener, besides the era of artificial intelligence, today it has been the era of social media. However, what if social media reach children? Of course, it needs supervision. That's why Indonesian government, through the Communication and Digital Affairs Ministry, regulates the online safety of children, and is still being drafted anyway, but it will advocate for optimal supervision by parents. Speaking to the media at her office in Jakarta on Tuesday, Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Mutia Hafid confirmed the regulation will introduce a minimum age requirement for creating a social media account without substantially limiting children's access to services in the digital space. And the social media regulation is over 90% complete. President Prabowo Subianto is set to announce the legal instrument to reinforce the government's commitment to protecting children online. In drafting the regulation, the ministry has sought insights from academicians, digital platform operators, and communities advocating for children's protection.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Kau kan selalu bersimpan di hati.
Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
To the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language, meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana. Thank you.
According to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely munlil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of boom boom dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the boom boom dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, everyone should have equal opportunity to pursue anything they want, despite improvements in society. Women still face some challenges in pursuing their career in STEM. What are the challenges? Here is the opinion of Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifa, researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster in Indonesia, or BRIN, in VOI Talk on Women in Science Breaking the Barrier.
I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So when the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity outside house. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower that restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment is very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problem, and if we can have a family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access. Or the first one is having access. Yeah, so those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women, and women can have a lot of power, because when they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment, because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
Voice of Indonesia. VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh Di Mato. The song was composed by Oslan Hussein in 1931. The lyrics describe the story of someone's longing for his hometown. This song also tells the character of Minangkabau people, or native West Sumatra people, who are kind and like to work together. A feeling of longing emerges when he remembers his hometown. His family seems to call him home. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Kampuang Nan Jauh Di Mato, by Esther. Happy listening.
the world. 'Cause I got you in my heart. In this cruel little world, let's hold hands together.
The news first, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo focusing on building infra in Papua's new provinces. National Arms Agency of Indonesia sends 52,000 food aid packages for Palestinians. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is focusing on building infrastructure in the four new provinces of Papua, namely Central Papua, Highland Papua, South Papua, and Southwest Papua. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono conveyed this at a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday after a limited meeting with the President. The president wants the development of eastern Indonesia, especially Papua, to be a major focus, especially with the creation of new autonomous regions which need the government's attention and support for infrastructure. Indonesian National Arms Agency or Basnas teams up with Muassasah Alamiah of Egypt to prepare 52,000 food packages to help Gazans affected by the humanitarian crisis. The assistance includes 8,500 food packages worth 2 billion rupiah or $119,000 to be distributed through Mr. El Khair. 8,500 food packages valued at 2 billion rupiah to be dispensed through Shuna'a Al-Haya, and 35,000 food packages worth $500,000 to be disbursed by Bait Zakat. And that was Newsline.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di atas bumi ini, ku berpijak pada jiwa yang tenang.